It is January the 15th. We have a lot of games, 11 of them, a lot of teams on back-to-backs. So who is in, who is out? Can we stream? Lots of questions. Hopefully I have some answers. This is the Wednesday pre-game show. Let's go, balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and on Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume your podcast, your fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. As I always ask, even if you are watching on Twitter, wherever it is, if you're on Spotify, go and download the episodes. Don't have to listen to them twice, but download them. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your enemies. Well, maybe you tell your enemies not to download it and they'll go against what you tell them. If you have enemies, maybe you do, maybe you don't. I don't know. 11 games, lots to talk about. Let's get straight into the first one. New York at Philadelphia. Philly coming off a back-to-back yesterday. We'll start with the Knicks. Cat is questionable. As I said, he's just going to pop on and off this injury report. This is for a thumb injury, not the knee. So he sort of jammed it against the backboard. The fact he's questionable, obviously he would have had x-rays, no structural damage. So we will assume he probably plays in this one. Jalen Brunson also probable. And of all the teams tonight, they are probably one of the ones that have almost zero streaming appeal as long as their five starters are playing. For the Sixers, do we even need to talk about Joel Embiid anymore? Maybe not. He's out. Paul George, Tyrese Maxey, both questionable. Potentially yesterday was first night of a back-to-back against the Thunder. We just run with a B-grade or G-League, whatever lineup. So if they are back, guys like Justin Edwards, Ricky Council, Jeff Doughton, those that stepped up yesterday would have very little value. Yabusele should continue to be rosterable as long as Embiid and Drummond are out. So I would still hold him. Oubre, Eric Gordon, nah, I don't think so. Not tonight. I think there's better options. Boston at Toronto. The Celtics, very healthy at the moment. Peyton Pritchard, he's still probably a hold. He is trending down slowly, but I think we hold him for now. Al Horford, not that interested tonight with Porzingis healthy. Hauser for threes, but again, very hard. You may have one streaming spot tonight if you're lucky, two at most, depending on the depth of your rosters, of course. But in standard sort of settings, you're probably not going to have a lot of room to move in terms of roster construction. For Toronto, Emmanuel Quickley is out with his groin thing, whatever this injury is. So Grady Dick probably sustains value for another week or two here. So hopefully you didn't drop him. He did a little bit more in that last game. Still not a lot, but I think he's going to start and he'll play a bit more. He was down sort of 22, 24 minutes. He should be closer to 30. Barrett, Barnes are going to do more. Bruce Brown, he's had some moments over the last week, but he's not really playing enough. They don't see him as long-term piece in this rotation. So to me, again, makes more sense. Roll out Jamal Shedd, Agbaji, these guys that are probably going to be around. Davion Mitchell will start again, but he doesn't have a very nice fantasy game, does he? So we don't really want to be adding him. Memphis at San Antonio. Memphis still without Marcus Smart. Other than that, though, this is pretty healthy for Memphis. It's about as healthy as we've seen in the last 2 years. So it means that guys like Luke Kennard, Santi Aldama, Brandon Clarke, Jake LaRavia, Scottie Pippen, Jay Huff, who have all had the opportunity to put up value in the last, well, this year, let's use this year as a sample size, are probably not worth rostering tonight. Maybe Luke Kennard. I think he's been, of all of those guys, probably the most impressive over the last couple of weeks. Aldama tends to find a way to do stuff. So I think I've got him in one league. It's quite deep, though, but I'll roll him out and see what he does tonight. Jalen Wells, if you need points again, he's starting, so it gives him a leg up, but that's probably it. Scottie Pippen, as long as Ja Morant is healthy, Pippen is really sort of a desperation stream. The Spurs, Jeremy Sochan out again with his back injury, so we will likely see Steph Castle in the starting lineup in this one. I don't know what I think about Steph Castle yet. I haven't really made a call. I don't mind him if you want to take a flyer on him tonight. Keldon Johnson, Julian Champagne. I think I'd rather Keldon Johnson there if you're just looking for some cheap points off the bench. Beyond that, no one really interesting me too much. What will be interesting in this match actually is the center rotation in Memphis. So we've seen Edie, Brandon Clarke and Jay Huff sort of chopping and changing. Obviously, they're up against size here with Wemby. Wemby could sort of just play Zach Edey off the floor. But Zach Edey obviously has the height and size to maybe disrupt Wemby as well. So hypothetically, on paper, this could be a game where Zach Edey plays 25, 26 minutes. But if he gets in early foul trouble, which could happen, maybe we get a little bit more of Jay Huff. He has some more size than Brandon Clarke. So I don't know. This one, I've got Edie in my industry pickup team, and I'll probably roll him out tonight. It's always a risk. But against the size here, I might take a chance on that. Atlanta at Chicago. So the Hawks are basically running out of Brooklyn kind of lineup here. No Jalen Johnson, no DeAndre Hunter, no Zachary Risacher, no Trae Young. So we are going to get... Well, Clint Capella's still there. That's good to see. Veet Krejci. I played him last night. I thought he played well. The risk here, I suppose, is that with less talent on the floor around him, the Bulls could zero in on him a bit more. I'll hold him in the league that I picked him up in. Dyson Daniels will have to do a lot more. Keaton Wallace will potentially get the start here, although he is questionable as well. So, geez, I don't know what they'll do if he's out. I guess Bogdan might come into the starting lineup. They don't like playing him as a starter, but they may just have to. David Roddy, not looking at him. Okongwu coming off his 2020 game. We hold him and hope that this builds into more than just a one-game thing. And Garrison Matthews is just going to have to try and score. So if you need threes, he is probably a decent three-point streamer tonight. For the Bulls, Coby White, questionable with his neck. Dosunmu... Now, we knew he was slated to come back tonight. He's questionable, so we will assume that he will be back in the lineup. But surprisingly, Lonzo has been listed as questionable. We thought he was going to miss tonight after playing last night. I still think he probably sits out, but it is interesting that he's being listed as questionable. So maybe we get a look at that tonight. Very small chance at what that rotation looks like with Dosunmu and Lonzo Ball healthy. But again, I doubt it. So Dosunmu is probably worth a bit of a look tonight, assuming Lonzo doesn't play. I don't think he'll hit the 30, 32 minutes that he was playing before the injury, but even in 26, he might have a chance, especially against this Hawks team that doesn't even play defense when they're fully strength. So when they're at full strength. Orlando at Milwaukee. No Goga Badadze. He's out, but he's out with a concussion. So we could view this as a positive. This may indicate that the hip is not a huge issue and that it is simply the concussion that is going to keep him sidelined. And if so, that could mean a concussion can be a game, it can be a week, it varies. So potentially maybe only a single or two or three game absence for Goga. Who will start? I think it's Wendell Carter. But Jonathan Isaac is still my preference, I think. If he can push to 25, 26 minutes like we saw in that last game, he typically will do a lot more than Wendell Carter. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is questionable to return. I'd probably consider him a pretty good stream tonight. Oh, as I do my morning yawns. Cole Anthony should be rostered in most places at the moment. Anthony Black. If Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is out, then Black gets a bump and probably moves into streaming territory. For the Bucks, Giannis and Chris Middleton, both probable. We will assume that they play, and that would mean that Gary Trent is out again as well. So AJ Green is probably our stream here in Milwaukee. If you need threes, he was decent. I think he had four threes last night. So he's a decent option if you need threes as well. Dallas at New Orleans. Now, Kyrie came out after the game yesterday and said he was likely to play. He is now doubtful to play. So who knows? We will find out closer to tip-off. I'll just check that there's no updates on any of these guys. I doubt very much there is. Nope, nothing new has come in. So if he is out, Spencer Dinwiddie will almost certainly move in as the starting point guard. And I talked about him. I talked about Najee Marshall, Quentin Grimes last night on the post-game show. I think I'm holding them for now based on the assumption that we were picking them up when Luka went down. Kyrie was sort of an added bonus. So I still think they can have value here. Derek Lively is out as well. So Dan Gafford needs to be added everywhere, I think. Backup center, look, it's probably a bit of Maxi Kleber, Dwight Powell maybe in the rotation, but no one there jumping off the page to me. So I think it's Dinwiddie, Marshall, Grimes. If any of them were dropped, which they may have been, I would consider going and picking them up for tonight. For the Pelicans, Zion is out, second night of a back-to-back. So they're really being cautious with him. He was on a minutes restriction and he's not playing back-to-backs, which isn't great if you have him on your roster, but I guess at least we're getting something out of him. With him out, they could go again a few ways here. They could slide Trey Murphy up to the four and bring in Jordan Hawkins. Probably not Brandon Boston. He seems to have soured a little bit in that rotation. I think Hawkins, Alvarado are guys we could look at if you need threes and or steals. And Javonte Green has been interesting. Maybe they start him. Maybe they start him at the four. I don't know. He's actually not a terrible matchup for someone like a PJ Washington. So maybe Javonte Green is a bit of a long shot, but worth a look tonight. Charlotte at Utah. Charlotte are pretty healthy. We haven't been able to say that about them for a long time. And it does mean that streaming is pretty tough in Charlotte. LaMelo healthy, Brandon Miller healthy, Miles Bridges healthy, Mark Williams healthy. So Cody Martin is probably the only one I'm really interested in there if you need some defense. Yeah, Nick Richards, you'd need Mark Williams to get in foul trouble or something, I think, for Nick Richards. For the Jazz, Colin Sexton out. We knew that. Lauri Markkanen out. John Collins out. God, this is a mess. Keontae George returns, so I would add him if he was dropped, which he may have been. Walker Kessler returns. He was just out for rest. Apparently, we can just rest guys when you're not a good team. Isaiah Collier, we should be adding him, I think, based on what we've seen. The time will come when Keontae George and Colin Sexton are both healthy, and Jordan Clarkson, potentially. And then we reevaluate. But Collier's look good if you need assists and some defense. Cody Williams, no. Micah Potter, no. I'd rather Bryce Sensible here. And even Kyle Filipowski, I've picked him up, mainly because he's center eligible on Fantrax. So I've picked him up in the league and just plugged him into my center spot for tonight. So, yeah, if I can get 25 minutes from him against Charlotte, then I am relatively happy. All right, let's go to the next game. Houston at Denver. Well, there we go. Houston at Denver. I'm just checking something. Where's the... no, I haven't seen it, actually. I just noticed in the comments someone said they've rescheduled the games. I haven't seen it yet on Twitter. I didn't get a notification from Shams or anything like that. But, yeah, if you want to pop a link in the chat maybe and I can bring them up and have a look. I haven't seen the rescheduled games. Anyway, let's get back in tonight. Houston at Denver. Nothing new for Houston. Tari Eason, yeah, he won't play. So we are looking at Cam Whitmore if you need points. That's about it. Steven Adams maybe. But, yeah, look, he'll play more if they went with DeAndre Jordan as the backup center, but they could go with a lot of Peyton Watson here. Adams would be a desperation sort of if you need rebounds. That's about it. For the Nuggets, Jamal Murray is probable. Julian Strouther probable. Aaron Gordon questionable. That's just second night of a back-to-back. Peyton Watson is a pretty soft hold at the moment with Gordon on a very, very, very slow ramp up. Christian Brown, I don't know. He's fine, but he's also fine to drop. Second night of a back-to-back, I guess, but he there's a decent chance, and this is the case for a number of my teams, where he isn't in my best eight or my best 10, so he won't be playing tonight. I think I actually dropped him in a league. Let me just have a look. I think it was in the old man squad contributor league. Was it that league? Oh, no, maybe it was... Oh, was it this one? Hang on. Maybe it wasn't that. No, maybe it was my head-to-head roto combo trial league. It was. I believe I dropped him and picked up Noah Clowney. Maybe. Anyway, I know I dropped him somewhere. So, yeah, he's fine to move on from, I think, if we need to. Golden State at Minnesota for the Golden State Warriors. Trayce Jackson expected to play. Draymond Green questionable. Kyle Anderson questionable. Schroeder, we're probably sort of... He's probably a soft hold, I guess. Without Kuminga and Pajemski there, his floor's a little bit safer. But, I'm not prioritising him anywhere. Not really prioritising anyone on this Warriors team, to be fair. I think Trayce Jackson-Davis, Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Steph Curry are must-roster players. And beyond that, maybe Buddy Hield. If you need threes, that's about it. For the Wolves, I'm always on Gobert watch to see if he is actually engaged or I think he's always engaged. It's whether his teammates are engaged enough to find him offensively. I think if there was a stat for the number of times someone was open under the basket with their arms in the air, Rudy Gobert would lead that by quite a bit because he's always open and they just never pass him the ball. Jaden McDaniels, he's up and down. We know exactly who he is and what he is. So if you want to take a flyer on him, go ahead. Conley, we're not interested in him anymore. DiVincenzo, make sure he is rostered. But no real injury news there in Minnesota. Miami at LA. All right, so for Miami. So obviously there's been some Jimmy Butler chatter over the last day or two. His plan, despite supposedly telling Pat Riley that he wouldn't re-sign with Miami, he wants to be traded, he then came out and said he will report to the team on Thursday once his suspension is done. So tonight is the last game of his suspension. The Miami Heat have come out and said that they will look to change his status from something to something. I can't remember exactly what it is. So they don't want him on the court. I guess, though, if he's there and he's available to play, they sort of have to play him. I don't know. It could get messy. We have heard nothing in terms of teams that actually want to trade for Jimmy Butler, which is not surprising given his history. So it's really a situation we monitor. What do we do with Jimmy Butler? I think you just have to hold him. If you want to move off of him, you could. You're obviously not going to get much back, but this could drag on. I know he came out and said he would report to the team and expected to play. I just don't see how the team can do it. And I don't know if they'd get in trouble if they just, if he was active and they just didn't play him, like a Isaiah Stevens or a Keshard Johnson. Can Jimmy Butler just be on the bench? I don't know what the rules and regulations are around that. So it is sort of a watch this space and don't do much at the moment. But as for tonight's lineup, Jaime Jaquez, Nikola Jovic should both probably be rostered. Rozier, again, stream him in if you want to. I don't really see him being a hold. And Highsmith has been better. He does this. He has two or three games where he's amazing, plays really well, and then he just does nothing for 2 weeks. So we don't know where we are in that sort of rotation of games. Khalil Ware has been very good the last little bit, but again, until Bam misses time or anything like that, I'm not that interested in 12s. Bam is questionable tonight, so maybe. But again, they don't play till 10 o'clock, so we may not know until 9:30, at which point it's probably a bit late because so many games will have been played. You are unlikely to still have a streaming spot open unless Bam is filling one of your roster spots and you can move into your IR spot and pick up Khalil Ware. For the Lakers, LeBron, Anthony Davis, probable, pretty normal. Dorian Finney-Smith, also doubtful. And now this is due to personal reasons, I think. Yes, it is personal reasons. So nothing to worry about there. If LeBron and AD play, which we assume they will, Max Christie should be rostered. That's about it. Hachimura, no. Vincent, no. Kinect, no. Reddish, no. There's really just not much here, sadly. Last game of the night, we have the Nets facing the Clippers, and God knows what Nets team we're going to get. D'Angelo Russell is playing, so that's good. He will probably start tonight with no Ben Simmons and no Cam Johnson, who is also out. Who are we holding here? Look, I think Keon Johnson has looked really good, so I would be holding Keon Johnson. Zaire Williams, probably. Noah Clowney, yes. Claxton, questionable tonight. If Claxton's out, then I like Dayron Sharpe, although I liked him last night and they went small. They could do that again. They could move Jalen Wilson into the starting lineup. It's just so hard to know. So I think we're holding Russell, we're holding Claxton, we're holding Cam Johnson. We're trying to hold Cam Thomas in your IR spot if you can. Ben Simmons, I think, is a hold. And then it's probably Clowney, Keon Johnson, Zaire Williams, Ebwoman, maybe Wilson Martin. It's really hard. Anyway, those first few names I think are probably worthwhile. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard will play. That's good. That means Chris Dunn, Derek Jones, Amir Coffey, they all take a bump in the wrong direction. done if you need steals, I guess. Look, the what we want to, I guess, get into our brains here is they're playing Brooklyn, and generally when anyone plays Brooklyn, the numbers on the other side of the box score are pretty big. So Chris Dunn could play 22 minutes and get four steals or something in this one. Derek Jones could come off the bench and get 14 quick points off seven, like alley-oop sort of shots at the rim, dunks, a mere coffee. So if you're sort of erring on the side of no in this one, maybe you err on the side of yes because they're against the Brooklyn Nets. All right, let's get to some quick questions. Who is Joel Embiid? He's a former player for the Sixers. Do we think Quickly has been the worst bust because of injuries, or was it someone who's been really bad? In terms of injuries, probably. Mainly because I think, obviously, Embiid has missed time, Zion missed time, some of these guys, Ingram, but it's almost expected. With Embiid, it's definitely expected. Kawhi, expected. So I think Quickly is arguably one of the more disappointing ones because of the different injuries and the timing. So is Butler a drop? Asks Mac Attack. Like I said, I don't think so. I'd be trying to hold if we could, because we just don't know. Hello, Albert. Thank you for watching along. Yeah, look, is Jimmy coming back? We just don't know. I think with the uncertainty, you have to hold him. He's good enough to hold. Would they play Point Dyson? I don't know if technically it'll be Point Dyson, but he will definitely have the ball in his hands a lot more. So here is the from F6PCS. Did I see they rescheduled the games? I did not. But yeah, like I said, I can't find anything anywhere. I haven't seen anything in my in any of my group chats, like my Roto Baller or Roto Wire team chats or anything like that either. I'm just having a look if there's been anything. Oh, so many messages. Kyrie, Zion. I know I haven't seen anything. So no, I don't think. Yeah, I'm not aware that they have. This is Chad running with a weird name. I should know from your picture, actually. It's the same picture, I think. Okay. So what did Chad see? Yes, I did see the shoelace stat that Bradley Beal leads the league in tying his shoelaces. People have way too much time on their hands, honestly. Yes, Steve, maybe Jimmy can get Nurkiched and just moved out of the rotation. I don't know. Zip, I'm in a 10-team, 9-cat roto punting free throws. Worst player is Shaedon Sharpe. Should I drop him for Keyonte or Scoot? I probably wouldn't. Probably wouldn't drop him for Keyonte, I don't think. Scoot, I think I'd still rather Shaedon Sharpe over those two at the moment. Alex, surely how Miami is carrying themselves with this Jimmy situation is going to come back to bite them in future free agency. Maybe. This is more of a Jimmy thing than a Miami thing. So I'm not sure teams or players will view Miami negatively here. I think what they're doing is the whole thing has been handled pretty messy, but a lot of that falls on Jimmy demanding a trade and saying he won't play for them. And they're of the opinion where if you don't want to be playing with us, we're not going to put you on the floor. And I think that's fair. D'Lo playing the back-to-back? Yes, he is. Is he an ad over Scoot or Nembhard? Look, I think production-wise, he probably is. But just because he's playing tonight, there still could be missed games coming up. And I know the Blazers are sort of falling into that tanking discussion as well. But I think they want to have Scoot out there. I don't really see him as a shutdown. And Nembhard is obviously getting a big bump at the moment with Halliburton out. They're probably towards the back end of your roster. D'Lo has that upside to be a top 50, top 60 player, though. So he, per game, I think that's okay. Any update on Lonzo? No updates yet, Chad. He is questionable, which I was surprised. All the language coming out of Chicago yesterday was that he wouldn't play tonight. Maybe he will. I still think he probably doesn't, but we will see. Do I think Kamara is an ad in 12? Yeah, I think he's been an ad all season. I've held him everywhere. Would I add him over Dinwiddie or Grimes? Yeah, I think so. Yep, I believe I would do that. My Brook for Chris Paul trade. League vetoes. Brook Lopez for Chris Paul trade got vetoed. The league does vetoes by votes. Is this not a fairish trade? It is absolutely a fair trade. And if your league is going to continue with voting for vetoing trades, then I would either try to change it or leave it. If I'm in a league where that is a rule, I just get out of it. I had a few leagues that I took over years ago as the commissioner. Some home leagues with friends and guys I know. That was the rule, that it was by vote, and I just traded. I changed it straight away. I didn't even put it to a vote. I just changed it, and no one has batted an eyelid. So, because that is absolutely a fair trade. Chris Paul for Brook Lopez. I don't even know what the reason would be. Like, to me, this is about as even as a trade gets. Anyway, that's me. And I could almost guarantee, if you put this question in a chat on Josh's show, on Dan's show, they would say exactly the same thing. I know we don't agree on everything. I can almost guarantee we would agree on this one. Would I trade Lonzo Ball for Devin Carter in a dynasty league? Ooh. How old is Lonzo? 20, 25, 26? No, maybe he's older than that. Maybe he's 28. Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one. I would send this question through to Noah Rubin or Matt Lawson or any of the Dynasty guys that that you know or that you follow. I think it's okay. Lonzo, obviously, there's always going to be risk with Lonzo now with what's happened in the last 2 years. So Devin Carter has looked good. I'm not sure he gets to being as good as Lonzo. I don't know. I think that's okay to do. I don't think it's a bad trade or anything like that. But I would probably be more comfortable if you asked, a dynasty expert. Steve just commenting on that trade. If it's categories, they do very different things, but they are both elite at what they do. So, if it's a category league, then absolutely fine. Even if it's a points league, I don't think it's that much of a difference. So Chad's got the rescheduled games. So Hornets, Lakers, February 19th. Far back as much. Yeah, okay. So Hornets-Lakers, February 19th. So that is just after the All-Star break. So that will be in your regular season, fantasy regular season. Hornets at Clippers, March 16th. And if this is true. So as I said, I haven't seen this anywhere. So this is per Chad. I don't know where the link is for this, so I haven't seen it. Clippers, Hornets, March 16th. So that is probably in your fantasy playoffs. So if you have LaMelo Ball, if you have Mark Williams, Brandon Miller, Kawhi, although given they're jamming this into an existing schedule, this could put them on a back-to-back, which would mean Kawhi might not play one of them. Harden, Norm Powell. So those guys, you'll probably get an extra game in the playoffs. Rockets and Hawks, January 28th. Well, that's only 2 weeks away, so that's very soon. Spurs and Lakers to be determined, so they need to obviously find that. Okay, so Chad said NBA player public relations tweeted it out. Okay. Let me go to their thing. Okay, following has been released by the NBA. Yep, okay, I've got it here. All right. Actually, let's do this. Hang on, I don't need that. Let's make it full screen. All right, let me just jump back in here and go back to presenting. There we go. So you can see that up there now. So the NBA today announced rescheduling of two games that were postponed and another was postponed due to weather. Yes, additionally, six other scheduling changes were made to accommodate the rescheduling. So there's nine changes in total, and they have not rescheduled the Spurs-Lakers game. So, yeah, you can see there, if we look at these games. Okay, so we've actually got some interesting things here. So we talked about the rescheduled games. But if we look at, so there are some games here that were previously slated for the fantasy playoffs that are now in the regular season. So Washington at the Clippers was scheduled for Sunday, the 16th of March. It is now happening next Thursday. So you get an extra Washington game and an extra Clippers game next week. The Clippers at Utah was scheduled for the 19th of March, and that is now on the 13th of February, which is just before the All-Star break, I believe. Yeah. Charlotte at the Clippers was scheduled for... that was one of the cancelled ones. As I said, now that is now in the playoffs. And then the others are all just some changes. Washington at Utah changes from next Thursday to the playoffs. Yeah. All right. So I would go, there's a lot of moving pieces here. I would go and if you look for NBA, NBAPR on Twitter, that's the NBA player or public relations communications Twitter page, and bring this up and just have a look at it. There's, as I said, yeah, a lot of moving pieces in there. So thank you for that, Chad. I'm surprised Shams that didn't tweet this out. I don't know why they wouldn't. It was like 3 hours ago. Anyway. All right, no more questions, I don't think. No, not really. Okay, we're good. Thank you, everyone, for joining me today. As I said, please do go and download episodes on, especially on Spotify. I think that's where we've got some things going on in the background, and downloads on the podcast downloads are what we're looking for in terms of traffic. So, yeah, if anywhere that you do listen to podcasts, go and just subscribe to us, download the episode. I don't know, listen to it while you're on the toilet or something, wherever you like to listen to your podcast. I'm going to get out of here. I will be back with a post-game show this afternoon. It'll be a big one, 11 games. It'll be fun. And don't think there's any other shows. Look, we might do a crossover tonight, Matty G and I. I'll talk to Matty today and see. what his schedule looks like. So we there may be two shows coming up later today, if not just the one. But thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch up.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at FBI Basketball.